Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a lot of hoopla over Elizabeth's funeral. You want to know who Elizabeth is? That's that lady that died in England. That old chick, 96 years old. Yeah. Some people call her queen. The only queen I know is the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Queen Latifah here in America. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Queen. My grandmother was a queen. I thought of her that way. My grandfather thought of her as a king. But then again, my grandfather was a transsexual. I'm joking, he was not. Daddy Ernest, don't roll over in your grave, okay? Queen. Elizabeth was put to rest. And you know what? Millions of people watched her funeral. Many, many more dignitaries attended her funeral. And you know what? As the hoopla over her funeral was occurring, you know what dawned on me? The year and a half where people lost loved ones and they couldn't attend the funeral. My uncle, one of my favorite people in the world, the guy who made me, give me the strength. I would say strength of character, but that's not it. He gave me the physical strength. He made me understand that when you become a man, that it's your role to protect you and yours. And he gave me that strength. And he made me feel like I always had a blanket of protection around me because he was there. He would be around. Anyway, he passed away. Passed away at the age of 71. This guy was a Greek guy. He was my uncle. There are not many specimens that have ever walked the earth that look like he did at 71. I mean, he was in better shape than 98% of the world. It was amazing. Always was. And I remember he had rheumatoid arthritis and he would still go to the gym. And I think he was a bouncer up until he was 65. But you'd never think he was 65. I tell this story often. We were going to get some beer and I was probably 30 and he was in his probably 50. And they asked him for his ID. And I chuckled at the clerk, and the clerk goes, "What is he your younger brother?" And my uncle looked at me like, "You see," he told that story up until the day he died, probably. But here's the point: I didn't get to see him die. I would have flown in to hold my uncle's hand when he was dying of COVID because of the protocols, and they killed him in the hospital. How many of you didn't go to funerals, didn't go to weddings, didn't go to all the things that are now being celebrated publicly? How many of those things did you not go to? Now, you can say, "Kevin, it's a matter of timing. Don't be upset, man." Well, you'd be right to a degree. But I am upset, and not just for me. How many of you lost your queens? How many of you lost your kings? People that you loved and admired and respected. And I'm not going to go back to the royalness of it, because if people want to respect Elizabeth, fine, respect her. You know, I'm sure there are elements of what she did in her life that impacted people positively. I don't think there was much that she did negatively. She was born into a situation that people chose to honor that I find ridiculous. Look at all look at the things that dominated the news cycle over the weekend, and you will see the Meghan and Harry have been uninvited, and the reaction of I don't even know the other one, you know, the various, his brother and his wife, Kate, is it Kate? See, I don't keep up with them, but anyway, the reaction of Kate, you know, when they saw Meghan, I mean, it dominated the news cycle, and it dominates the news cycle all the time, routinely, because we're supposed to be on royal watch. A woman died. Tragically. But it isn't that tragic. She's 96 years old. She outlived. So what they say, she's been through 14 U.S. presidents or something? It's a tragedy that when anybody, that my Aunt Mary lived to be 106. I did not get to go to her funeral because of COVID. And you know what Joe Biden said on 60 Minutes over the weekend? He said, COVID is over. Well, here's the memo, folks, paying attention. COVID was over when it started. What Joe Biden has announced is the money grab from COVID has officially ended. So now we get to attend these lavish funerals of these dignitaries. You know, the other thing that the death of Elizabeth made me think about? When are some of our so-called leaders, when is the devil going to call them home? I almost said, when is God going to call them home? When is the devil going to call Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden? When is he going to call them home? I'm sure there's some vacancies down there, Mr. Devil. So I don't wish that English family that some people call the royal family, unless their last name is Royal, I just see them as a family. And you know what they really are? I've talked about this many times. They're a family of misfits. I'm watching this show called House of the Dragon. Are you guys watching this? You guys watching? And they just married the young girl to her cousin who's gay. Okay, I mean, that's who's gotten married. And they don't even want to be married. I mean, they put these marriages together. And I talked to you about why the royals, as they call them, are hemophiliacs. They have weak chins. They're not athletic. The royals, unless somebody gets in that bloodline that is worth something, the royals have the worst blood on the planet. And I'm sure they've been vaxxed, too. That isn't going to help. So why would you want royal blood? Would you want the Biden's blood? Would you want crackhead Hunter's blood? I know. See? I know. I had to go there, though, just to make my point. So anyway, where's the hoopla? Okay, fine. I get it. She's a chief of state in some way. And people want to honor that. I'm not going to poo-poo on that. That's fine. But that's all you get out of me. Elizabeth died. Some family that a lot of people seem to have a lot of respect for died. I'll put it this way. I know people who've done a lot more than the royals with a lot less. We'll be back, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got a note from a guy on Facebook. And he's, by the way, if you're connected with me on Facebook on my personal page, which is the Black Sphere, that's my personal page. I have a limit to 5,000 friends. Now, we have a page, the Kevin Jackson Network, which is a rebuild of my original page that was my fan page. And we have to build there because I'm at 4,800 friends. In order for me to even, be able to respond to family members and stuff, I have to keep a certain number of things open. Now, Facebook didn't intend for people to have 5,000 friends. I get it. But they limit it. So I would just say if you're on my page there, be sure to get connected to the Kevin Jackson Network. And let me tell you why I'm not giving up on Facebook. Because I'm not going to let these suckers win. I'm not going to spend any money or a lot of time. But I'm saying we're going to post and do what we do. And if they cut us off, fine. But we're rebuilding there. The reason why I'm not too keen on True Social is I have an Android phone. And I think it's mostly iPhone. So there's that going on. And the final thing is, we're about to launch into this project that we did here in Arizona in October that has a social media site. You can connect with me on that as soon as it's done, and I'll make the announcement. But anyway, a guy asked me, or he sent me a note. He says, Kevin, we really enjoy, he said we, as if he had a mouse in his pocket. He says, we really enjoy your point of view. Please check your friend request. And, you know, I went over and of course he's there. And as I was reading through all these, because, you know, I got the different comments, like I posted something on my regular page. Kevin, where have you been? God, I'm just seeing something from you for the first time. And I don't know whether that's Facebook opening it up. Don't know, don't care. But the long and the short of it is, people are telling me what it is about me or this organization, because I don't like to make it sound like it's just me. Even though it mostly is. No, I'm kidding. My producers are like, there are a lot of people in this organization, but they will readily admit, and I'm going to tell you the honest truth, they will readily admit that the ideas originate from me. Most of them, anyway. And that's when the brand is you, that's the way it kind of has to work. But he sends me this, and I said, it made me think, to my listening audience, because I'm going to ask this question of the audience that reads my work. How has our association changed you? How have I made you think differently? I'm curious. I would like to know. I mean, if you guys want to respond, go to the Kevin Jackson Network or call me at 844-551-8255. But I'd be curious. And here's why I'm doing this. Think of it as a survey, like we're doing a quality control. But I want to know, did we reinforce things that you already feel? Probably. I'm going to say yes on that. Did we make you feel less guilty if you happen to be white or non-black? Did you feel as if there was somebody else? I'm giving you some food for thought, but I don't know. I'm not, you know, what it's going to be. But did I make you feel less apologetic? Did you feel more empowered? Did you change your view on something, you know, that you thought, oh, I used to think about the things this way, but now I think about that? Because I personally believe it is probably all of the above. And I'm not brag. This isn't a brag. This isn't me fishing around for compliments. I swear. It's not. It really is me taking an inventory and trying to understand what motivates and drives people. And there are some of you who we've motivated to such a degree that you've invited us, you know, I'm talking about me mostly, but I'm saying the organization even. You've supported the organization. Maybe, you know, I don't want to sound as so bold as you're supporting me, because it's a team of people that has to make this happen. But you supported the organization. You've recommended it to friends. You promote it. You do all kinds of stuff. You know, what is it that drives that? Is it some? And again, I'm not fishing for compliments, but it might be. If you go, Kevin, it's you, man. You're fearless, and I like that in a person, and I don't feel that way. And I won't use your names or anything, but I want to gather this information and report back to people to explain why. And then secondarily, I think it helps us improve as an organization to know exactly what you see in us. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I go and somebody will send me something somebody does, and they generally send me the best of what this person does. And we'll go do a little research and I'll say, oh, you know, this person's okay. They do an okay amount of work, but not anywhere close to the volume of work that we do. And I'm not going to get into specifics because it doesn't matter. The names don't matter. Everybody eventually hits across my desk like, Kevin, check out this person. And they do amazing stuff. But it's very siloed. It's a small amount of work. And when we get into these conversations about what are we doing, this is what I tell people all the time. The difference between me and most people is, one, the volume of work and the number of media that we play around in. Because we do, you know, I write. I do guest appearances on other shows. I do TV and radio guest appearances. Test appearances on vloggers, etc. Test appearances on podcasts. We have our own radio show and podcast, and we're doing various events, and our events are true to our course, which is you know, ending identity politics, and I could go on. That when you look across the breadth of things, whether we're doing comedy, we're writing comedy, writing satire, writing intelligent product, partnering with people like Hillsdale, the Heritage Foundation, the Goldwater Foundation, writing white papers. There, I don't think there's, I'm being honest, I don't think there's anybody that does as much as we do. And every time I talk to somebody that comes, looks in depth at what I do, they go, how do you do it? The Flick Fest, taking on a project to challenge Hollywood, things like that. People are like, wow, you know, it is an amazing amount of work. And we make it all fit together. So I am curious as to what we've done to impact you. And, you know, I look at all these stories that we're talking. For example, the way I view the Royals. I don't know if there are people out there that go, you know what, Kevin? I never thought about the Royals that way. I just sort of took it upon, you know, took what the media said, the narrative that there are people out there that have, quote, royal blood. And until you discussed it in a way that you did, like, what do you mean royal blood? You know, do you get the Royals blood and it cures everything? If there's royal blood, let me ask you this question. Here's something I bet you've never thought about. If there's such a thing as royal blood, then why didn't they cure COVID? Why did we spend $6 trillion fighting COVID when all we needed was a drop of royal blood? If that blood doesn't, you know, make rainicorns and unicorns come out of your butt, then, did I say rainicorns? Rainbows and unicorns come out of your butt. You know what I meant. Then it ain't royal. It's just blood. So maybe that's one of the things that woke you up. I don't know. And again, this isn't me trying to fish for compliments. I got enough ego. I don't need anybody to give me compliments for the sake of compliments. But I'm curious, what have we done to impact you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, President Joe Biden announces $2.9 billion in assistance to combat global food shortages.
No matter what else divides us, if parents cannot feed their children, nothing else matters. if parents cannot feed their children.
The president pushing back at Russian claims that the West is causing food crisis through sanctions. The Fed Reserve is wrapping up its latest meeting Wednesday with the expectation Chairman Powell will announce another interest rate hike. The short-term rate is expected to jump 0.75 point for the third time. That will lift the benchmark rate to the highest level in 14 years. Taco Bell is set to test its long-awaited Beyond Meat Carne Asada in Ohio. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love when people use innovative thinking in order to solve a problem, to bring that problem to a person's attention. It's like a relationship, and guys, we're guilty of this. We won't pay attention to our significant other because we, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And if you don't read the book, then you guys will cruise along thinking, you know, I'm out there working my butt off. I'm bringing home the bacon, you know, help, you know, do my chores around the house. I raise the youngins, whatever else. And I'm going to tell you, all that will never, ever be enough for a woman. It will never, ever be enough for a woman. And I don't mean that in a mean-spirited way. I'm saying women think differently. They're like, well, okay, great. So you feed me, you know, you bring home the bacon, the money, the bacon, blah, 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 you feed me. But if you don't meet that emotional content, it will never, ever be enough. And guys, the frustration is guys are looking at, I can't do anymore. I can't work any harder. But it's not about work. It's about other stuff. Trust and believe that I know what I'm talking about. And so, you know, solving problems means you've got to understand the motivation of the person with whom, you know, the problem is being solved. Now, I'm going to take it away from the relationship side because that's got a whole different, you know, meaning behind it. But it'll make, I think you'll get the point. Ron DeSantis is a problem solver. So is Donald Trump, by the way. And that's what gravitates us to those people is, as conservatives, we're like, I don't care about the approach. What I care is that the problem gets solved. So Trump is a problem solver because he says, I'm going to drain the swamp. He's the first. Look, I mean, DeSantis just got elected not too long. You know, I mean, he's a relatively new governor, barely got elected. Certainly made an impact. And I don't know what DeSantis would have done without Trump, but I don't see DeSantis being quite as bold without him, even though I do know that he's a bold guy. So I can't say that he wouldn't be making these moves without Trump. But with Trump and him seeing sort of this big brother role model, this guy is coming to his own. If you have a little brother, it's kind of like that realization one day when you look at your little brother and go, he can fight. You know, I no longer have to protect him. I know my big brother, when there came a point where we would be out and about, and my big brother knew, not only do I not need to protect him, I can't protect him. He's tougher than I am. And maybe that time will come for DeSantis where he's actually considered tougher than Trump. I don't think it's there yet. Because I think Trump would certainly can hold his own. But what I will give DeSantis credit is what he decided to do with these immigrants, these migrants coming over, these illegals. When he said, you know, the way to solve a leftist problem, which, by the way, all of you listening to this program, you know what I told you. I said, if you make leftists live their lies, they'll stop doing it. Make them live their lies. Make them have to, when they release inmates, they've got to go live with a lefty. They'll stop releasing inmates. You know, if they say, well, we have to have a new program to give away money, say, well, then we're going to take it from you. It's going to be your money, not the public's money. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, don't be taking my money. You know, oh, yeah, they get all, you know, gone with the wind on you. Oh, don't be, I ain't about no burping no babies. So the point is, make them live their life. And that's what DeSantis did. DeSantis and then, of course, Abbott of Texas followed into his big brother's footsteps and said, I'll send some migrants as well. But DeSantis started it, and it was clever because he says, you know, we can talk and talk and talk about our immigration problem, or we can make them live it and live it. We can make them have to live their lie. So when he sent the first series of immigrants to wherever he sent them, and just the attention that it got was step one. He did what? And then when they arrived, 100 immigrants hit New York, illegals hit New York, and they freak out. What did that do? It made people go, wait a minute, that's 100 people. People visit New York all the time by the pre-COVID by the thousands. Annually, millions of people come to New York. Why are they freaking out about this 100? Because, you know, even the Democrats know how to project. And they know if they keep sending these people to us, it doesn't seem like much. But let me tell you, it can be a political hot potato. And Ron DeSantis knows that. And he's in their faces with it. And now they've got to adjust to this reality. And you know what, people in New York and Martha's Vineyard were thinking, and the people watching the situation? Why are you complaining about getting 50 or 100 people? And oh, by the way, if DeSantis is smart, he'll do a meme that says, if you think 50's bad, wait till you get to 500,000. Wait till you get to 5 million. And he's making the left have to come to grips with a problem, and they're only seeing it in the microcosm, meaning they're only seeing it as a little problem. What if 50 is 500, then 5,000, then 50,000, and it's routine? Every time Texas gets people to cross the border, they say, welcome, go to New York. Welcome, go to Martha's Vineyard. Welcome, go to Oregon. You deal with it. We're going to put you straight on a bus. And you know what? It's going to cost Texas a hell of a lot less money to put them on a bus or a plane and ship them off to be somebody else's problem than it is to deal with it themselves. And you know what else is going to happen in Texas and Florida? They're not going to get turned purple and ultimately blue. And you know what else will happen? These leftist governors and mayors will shut up and say, you know what, guys? We got to fix that border. Woo, baby! That's what I'm waiting for. The Daily Mail wrote this. Republican lawmakers and officials are accusing Democrats of hypocrisy after the left heaped criticism on the governors of Texas and Florida for sending migrants to liberal strongholds despite doing the very same things themselves. Representative Michael Waltz of Florida compared the outrage at Texas and Florida to the relatively muted response to ghost flights of mostly underage migrants sent by the Biden administration in the middle of the night. See, when the left does it, they sneak, they put them on planes in the middle of the night, send them to states like Georgia, all these states that we shouldn't even be questioning are Republican strongholds. They send them there. So then they got to send their uncles and aunts and cousins and parents. And they say, no, it was a humanitarian thing to do. And they send them in the middle of the night, just like Barack Obama sent hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. When? Does anybody remember when? In the middle of the night. And you know what his excuse was? Well, we couldn't establish banking with them because, you know, there were restrictions. No, you could have lifted restrictions and established a banking relationship with Iran to send them money. He sent them cash so they could have cash to deal with. The transactions wouldn't be noted, and his wouldn't be noted, and he hoped that he would get away with it. But somebody told us. Somebody, probably in the military, who didn't trust Obama, are the ones who dropped dime on him. They do stuff in the middle of the night, or they do stuff sneaky, like Bill Clinton. You remember when his plane just happened to be at the very same airport where Loretta Lynch's airplane was, and he decided, you know what, let me jump off of my private plane and go have a conversation with the attorney general who's investigating my wife. And the only way we knew was somebody in Phoenix on a ground crew said, that seems weird to me, or we'd never know. They do stuff in the middle of the night. You know what conservatives do? We say, it's your scandal. We'll put you right in the transparent light of day, put them on a plane in the middle of the afternoon, and let everybody know. Is there anybody hiding this? Is DeSantis going, shh, don't let them know we sent them? Is Abbott going, let's not tell anybody? No. But that's what the Biden administration did with ghost fights. And Barack Obama did the same thing. They bring these people in. They invite them to come into the country and say, oh, well, we got California. What's going to happen with Texas, Florida, New Mexico, Arizona? Same thing that happened to California. We'll eventually get them. Well, let's hope when Carrie Lake is the governor of Arizona that she decides she's going to end this stuff. And that she's going to continue this program of sending people to these states. And maybe she will declare a constitutional emergency and say it is an invasion of Arizona, invoke the state's 10th Amendment, and say Arizona will build its own wall and we will provide our own protection and we will provide our own troops. I don't know how that works. State Guard, they say, oh, you can't deploy the National Guard. I don't know. But I know this, we have people that we can deploy to keep Arizona's borders safe. And to protect the people, I know these people directly that are impacted. I've talked to these farmers that say, Kevin, we are afraid for our lives. Anyway, I love that the DeSantis took initiative and said, I'm going to make you guys live your lives. Good job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden is struggling. He had to go on 60 Minutes over the weekend to plead his case. It was, you want to talk about a puff piece. They literally went down the line with all these things that, you know, whether it's Hunter Biden, Trump getting raided, and they had these set up questions for Joe Biden. Oh, his mental acumen and various other things. All set up of a puff piece to try to make Biden look better going into the midterms. If you think, see, 60 Minutes used to be this hard-hitting news program. Now it's just a puff piece. It's a setup for Biden or any other leftist that wants to come on and act like they've got something relevant to say. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I talked in the previous segment about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, the governors of Florida and Texas, sending these immigrants, these illegals, to various leftist enclaves. And it's driving the Democrats crazy. And Representative Waltz out of Florida said, the Biden administration's taxpayer-funded contracts with a number of NGOs flew people in the dead of night to all of these same locations, and there wasn't a peep out of a Democrat. And the other, you want to know why? Because when they fly these people there, Biden says, by the way, here's a fat check for you to house these people. They're taking our tax money, flying these immigrants, these illegals, into the around the country, mostly into Republican states, and then they deliver a fat check with it as if that's going to solve the problem. And the Democrats didn't squawk. Republican governors, even with the money, said, this is not right. But Democrats went, nah, it's cool. But Waltz goes on to say, if you have Governor DeSantis or Governor Abbott or Ducey, I don't think Arizona did it, by the way, doing it in the middle of the day when everybody can see it, suddenly the Democrats are up in arms and having a collective political meltdown. And this article reads, it comes after the Biden administration resumed charter flights in April of underage migrants from the U.S. border to Westchester, New York. While these flights operated during the day as well, the amount that came in the middle of the night without public knowledge earned criticism from Republicans. See, what they did with that was they gave you a little bit, like, oh, well, yeah, we're going to fly a few of these kids around to find, they're flying to their relatives. But then they flew the rest of them in the dark of night, because that's when Democrats do their dirty. While you're distracted by Elizabeth's funeral or something else, or, you know, Hunter's latest laptop outrage, which there is a new one, by the way, then the Democrats are doing something sneaky. Just former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino has called the resumption of flights, quote, a big middle finger to hardworking New York taxpayers. That's what he said in the New York Post at the time. A big middle finger. It's worth noting, they write, that governors do not have the same authority as the Department of Homeland Security, which led the flights. There have also been multiple reports that suggest at least some migrants have been led to board the DeSantis buses under false pretenses. What false pretenses? As a governor of a state, if your state is being invaded and the federal government is doing nothing to protect you, you have not only a responsibility, you have the authority to say, we're done with you, federal government. We will solve our own problem. It is a matter of state security. They could easily invoke that. We have, there's been multiple reports of not just, you know, people seeking some sort of, you know, better life, but there are terrorists coming over. So any state could invoke this. It says, Walt says the only difference in these actions with the Republicans' initiatives took place during the day, and I said this already, but he goes on to say, either way, all of the services that American citizens and legal immigrants deserves are now being taxed by millions and millions and millions of people that we just can't afford to feed and house and clothe. Now, I don't know that I agree that we can't do it. The question is, should we? Do we want to? I keep coming back to this. If every time something happens in the world and we just keep mass migrating people from one place to the other, use Ukraine as an example. They say 12 million people have left Ukraine. I talked to a friend of mine who lives in Poland. I told you guys the other day. She told me this. She says, Kevin, when they first came over, it was a humanitarian thing. We wanted to help. She says, then our government said, you got to help them. And it went from them being gratitude. She says overwhelming gratitude to them feeling like you owe this to us. She says it happened like almost overnight that gratitude went to, I forget the word I'm looking for, but, you know, just like an expectation, I guess would be the best way to put it. And she says, now we resent it. So this is the way things work. And look, we've in Texas and in Arizona and New Mexico and even some people in California, we're at a time of resentment. We're going, it isn't you escaping Mexico. It isn't you escaping South and Central America. Now these people are saying we deserve it. America's feasting. But by the way, I looked at these Venezuelan immigrants. Have you seen the pictures of these people? They do not look like, you know, the old pictures of Ellis Island where people are on the ships and they're just like missing a meal. Their faces are sunk in and, you know, they're disease ridden. There's none of that. These people look like they came off the catalog of Abercrombie and Fitch. It was amazing. True story. You go look this up, folks. Don't believe me. Don't believe Kevin Jackson here. That's who you're listening to. These guys are taking selfies with their phones in Martha's Vineyard. It is too funny to watch. These are not people who are destitute, who are clinging to life. Look, I'm sure they want to get here, but it isn't for the reasons that their forefathers did. They're not looking at things and going, "Oh, America, oh my gosh." They get here, and I'm not kidding you, I saw them taking selfies, and I thought to myself, wow. That doesn't look like they missed a meal. It doesn't look like they walked any distance. It looks, for all intents and purposes, it looks like they came over on magic carpets. They don't look weary. They're not wild-eyed and looking at America like, oh my gosh, we're here. They look at it like, yeah, man, I'm going to go see Carlos. As soon as they get let me out, I'm going to go see my buddy Carlos. I know he's living over in L.A., you know. And half of them look like they were signing movie deals or sports contracts, you know, for soccer. Healthy people, as Trump and many others have said. Anyway, Ted Cruz stepped in to defend DeSantis on a Sunday morning show. And, you know, because Cruz gets it. And so many people have come to this. And by the way, they've accused DeSantis of being a human trafficker. I ask you, what do you think when the left says the governor who's now looking at his state and saying, look, I'm not taking any more of these people. I'm going to put them on buses and planes. I'm going to send them to where? I'm going to send them to D.C. I'm going to send them to New York. I'm going to send them to Martha's Vineyard and elsewhere. And they say, he's human trafficking. Well, if you pay attention to Kevin Jackson, the Blacksphere University or the Kevin Jackson Network University School of anything, here's lesson 001. Whatever the Democrats accuse you of, they actually do. These people human traffic. That's what they're doing. If you look at it closely, if you analyze this and you said, why would you invite people with little education, no money, to come to a country, you bring them in, and I want to hearken you back to Acorn, where James O'Keefe said he's going to be bringing in these Guatemalan underage girls, and he needed a place to stay because they were going to work as prostitutes. And what did Acorn do? They said, well, don't let people know what you're doing, but here's how we're going to help you. And they strategized in multiple locations of Acorn. Nobody rejected him and said, you know what? You can't be bringing in underage girls into America. That's illegal, number one. Number two, they're illegals. You can't bring them in. Number three, you can't expect the government to pay for this. I mean, this is atrocious on so many levels. But you know what Acorn did? They said, no problem. Let's figure out how to get this done for you, pimp daddy. That's what the left does. But they accuse Ron DeSantis of being a human trafficker. These people are human traffickers. They would bring these people in, and like this young girl who said to her mom, the social worker I'm working with is telling me I need to be a prostitute, and her mom didn't believe her, but it was true. Democrats are the real human traffickers.
Point
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.